This is Heavy Gauge Radio speaking with Andrew Wilson, guitar player of Dancing with Paris. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. Dancing with Paris, you guys are from Toronto?
Yep, based out of Toronto. We have 3 members in Scarborough, and then 2 of us, myself, just live north of Toronto in Aurora.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys get together? How did Dancing with Paris come about?
Started back a few years ago. We were, myself and the other guitarist, have always played together since we were 14. And then we met James and Terrence. So James is the singer and Terrence plays drums when we were down at school. And we weren't jammed with anyone, so we said, hey, let's jam, see what happens. And then did that for a year or so, and then nothing really came from it, just had fun with it. And then it wasn't until our manager stepped in. It took us to the next level, and we've gone through, 2 other guitarists and 2 bassists, but the lineup is pretty solid all the way through now. So John came in around 09 when things started taking off. So we've been together, officially hitting the touring circuit that since 09.
And you guys have put out a couple albums thus far?
We've put an EP out back in 2009, which had 7 tracks on it. And then last September, we dropped our first full length called The Drought. So we're out touring that right now, still playing some of the older stuff. So yeah, primary focus is The Drought right now. And then we're actually, last weekend we were down in Sarnia, had a day off. So we ended up tracking some vocals, actually, for a couple demos that we're working on. Don't know what we're doing with them yet, but there's some new music in the works right now as well.
It's pretty sweet, though, that you guys have quite a large following. You've got about 7,000-plus fans there on Facebook. How does that make you feel?
It's pretty cool, especially we did, this mini sort of contest thing starting in, I think it was mid-January, that if we reach 7,000 fans or likes or whatever you want to call it on Facebook before March 1st, one of us would get some sort of tattoo on our body. So it was March 1st we met it, and it turned out to be probably our largest fan out in Halifax. He submitted just a goofy photo of himself, and the last 3 days of this contest, he managed to scrounge up, I think it was almost 500 people actually to come and check out the page and like it and everything. So we figured, you can do that, then why not? Let's put that goofy photo face on. It ended up being on John's shin. So when we were down in Sarnia, while James was tracking vocals, we actually had John go and get the tattoo down there as well. So I think that's on our page somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, if you're willing to show that much support and pushes that hard, and why not? That's the one thing we always give back to our fans as much as we can. So
that's awesome. That's definitely something to remember.
Yeah, it's on his body for the rest of his life. So
what inspires the name Dancing with Paris?
It's really a joke. Our drummer Terrence, him and James were at a strip club, a few years ago. Well, before the band, obviously. And he wanted this lap dance from this stripper, and that was named Paris, coincidentally enough. And she was actually bought out for the night. And so he's like, I gotta come back and get a lap dance. The stripper Paris or whatever. So they went, didn't get to see her that night or whatever. Went back 2 weeks later, and she no longer worked there. So we're in ever search, I guess, to dance with Paris. So we just said, why not? Let's just make it the band name, have fun with it. So.
From Terrence wanting it to the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. I wanted to ask you about, I guess, on a musician level or something like that. Where from or from whom do you take inspiration with regards to guitar playing?
Guitar playing, I grew up always just loving Deftones, and that was sort of, they're the ones that brought me into definitely the heavy lowdown and just more groove stuff. I do a lot of the writing for the more groovier and just sort of rhythmic parts, and Deftones, I, for myself and pretty much the rest of the band, that's the band that we all grew up loving and listening to, regardless. Like, we'll have debates in the van and just like, what's their best album or what's your favorite song of theirs, and like, just big nerds with that band. But so like, I'm definitely more heavier, like the Whitechapel, Vile Maya, like all that sort of the heavier stuff. And like, if you ask each member of a band in the band, we all have our different ones to go to. Like, I know our bass player and our other guitarist, they're more pop heads than anything. Like, they'll listen to pop over metal. James will listen to, he's always been a punk rock kid. Like, he does a bunch of the driving, so it seems like Gaslight Anthem's been coming on a lot with him. Terrence is definitely metal, but just more, I guess his other one other than Deftones growing up was Metallica. It's his top band that brought him into it. So we're sort of all over the place, really.
Sweet. And so you guys will be playing along with Three Crowns on the 23rd at the Hard Luck. This might sound like a weird question, but as, I guess, a metal/hardcore band, do you guys see yourself doing a cover song anytime?
We have one recorded, but I don't know. It's everyone's doing it. So the song, like, we did record, I don't know if you are familiar with the band Hope's Fall at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so we covered The Ones by them. We've shown it to some people, and they've been like, this just, it's a completely different song. Like, we took it and made it our own. We're not going to sit down and take a pop song or a top 40 song that's on the radio now and put a breakdown as the verse and then play the chorus and sing the chorus. Like, it's just typically done. Well, we don't feel as a band like oversaturating the scene with more just garbage like that.
Cool. So once again, Friday, March 23rd, you'll be here in Toronto at the Hard Luck in the evening.
Yes. I think our set time is 12 a.m.
And how can people find you, or I guess find some material? Are you guys online? Or?
Yep, as everyone has. A Facebook. We have a Facebook page that we talked about. So if you just look Dancing with Paris up, you'll find it there. If you want to hear the full new album, you can stream it over on our Bandcamp account. Less to pick it up there than it is on iTunes. But again, it's on iTunes as well. We tweet quite a bit as well. Like, when it comes to an online presence, we're pretty much everywhere. And we're not a band that just has an account that sits there. Like, we do use them all, as hard as it may seem like we do, but we do. Like, we're pretty active on especially Facebook. Like, if you ever post something on the wall, or when we post goofy things, like, I don't know, what did we post? We post weird things. Like, today, just a weird picture that was taken on the weekend of our other guitarist, Pete, and just playing, like, and said, make a caption for it, because I don't know, go to the page and check that out. It's an evil photo for sure. But, yeah, so we're everywhere online. But it's always fun to see people at shows. Hey, this is Andrew from the band Dancing with Paris. You're listening to Heavy Gauge Radio on CHRY 105.5 FM.